Hello.
Hello, yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Don Burton, please?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, sir. And, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
African-American.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50,
definitely,
or will not vote? Okay. All right, sir. And
yes,
just for
mommy, don't y'all go off the street no more. Go ahead.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm 74.
Okay. All right, sir. And please elaborate me your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you may use any number for between 0 and 10.
10.
10, okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Okay. And regardless of you know, or how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I do.
Would that be a strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, and thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied,
okay. All right, and then generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Staying the same. All right, and thinking about issues, you know, facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, border security, protecting abortion rights, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt?
Social Security and lowering prices.
Okay, more jobs. Okay, lowering. Okay, making inflation and lowering cost of goods, right?
No,
fighting
Social
inflation.
Security.
Yes, the first one, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, and then the other
yes.
One would be fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Yes.
All right, sir. And, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly cold, warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? Yeah, the first one will be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
Okay. 95.
Okay, Tammy Bowen.
95.
Okay. What about Eric Howdy?
He just came on the scene, so I have no opinion.
Okay, no opinion. All right. Tim Scott.
Zero.
Zero. Republicans in Congress.
There is some good ones, but most of them is idiots. I would say a five.
Five. Kamala Harris.
90. About
98. 98. You said
98.
All right. Cornel West. 50. Donald Trump.
Can you go lower than a zero?
No, a zero is the lowest.
Okay, zero there.
Okay, Hakeem Jeffries.
Zero. No, okay. I'm sorry.
98. And Democrats in Congress.
75.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? Or are you still undecided?
Right now I'm undecided, but it would be Biden.
Okay, but you want me to...
Go ahead.
Okay, but which one you want me to put, Joe Biden or undecided?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, sir, now, if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Howdy, for whom would you vote? If you are in the side, you can say that too.
Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy, okay. All right, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A little. Well, more than just a little.
So, yes, some or a lot?
Some.
Okay. All right, sir. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Would that be much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Okay. All right, sir, and what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? Can you tell me that in your own words?
Okay, one more question.
Anything that you can
one
remember?
One more question,
you know,
I gotta go.
Oh, you have to go, sir? We almost...
Yeah. I gotta go.
All right. Well, maybe we can go. I can call you some other time so we can finish the service, sir. We're almost done.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Okay. I'll give you another call. Thank you.